Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Shiloh in the center part of the State of Israel. An Orthodox Jewish broadcast partner explains the Jewish Feast of Tabernacles. That's the headline. Wiki Madad, who is our Orthodox Jewish broadcast partner, comes to explain this very important Jewish feast day.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Let's begin actually by talking about Feast of Tabernacles. It's the last of the seven Jewish feasts, but it's a very important feast day, especially for the Jewish people. Just tell us, what is Feast of Tabernacles all about?
We have, among the festivals that we have three that we call pilgrimage festivals. In other words, when the temple existed 2,000 years ago, and according to the Bible, we're commanded to come to Jerusalem on those three festivals, which is Passover, the Feast of Weeks, and as you call it, the Feast of Tabernacles or Booths. It is one of the three main joyous festivals. And it is very joyous because actually the Bible says, and you shall be happy and joyful at that time. It's even, in fact, look upon it as a commandment that during this time we find joy in the life that we live. The major elements of it, for those who are unfamiliar, observant Jews will be building booths or huts on the lawns, on their balconies, in which they would, at the very least, take all their meals during the 7 days of the holiday. During the morning prayers, they will be also waving the palm frond and three other elements of nature, a citron fruit, a willow branch, and a myrtle branch, as we understand that's what the commandment is. And if it wasn't for the corona, we'd be having almost every night music and festival in which we would dance at the synagogue, which we have.
Wiki Madad explaining the Jewish Feast of Tabernacles. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. In order to educate our Christian friends, I had Wiki Madad, who is, as I said, an Orthodox Jewish broadcast partner here on Prophecy Today, come to explain Tabernacles, the last of the seven Jewish feast days, as foretold in Leviticus chapter 23. As a student of Bible prophecy, I believe that the Messiah, Jesus Christ, will fulfill all of the three fall Jewish feasts. He will return on the Feast of Trumpets, go into the Holy of Holies on the Temple Mount on Yom Kippur, and will be given his kingdom on the Feast of Tabernacles. That is found in Matthew 24:31 for trumpets, Hebrews 9:25-28 for Yom Kippur, and Matthew chapter 17 for the Feast of Tabernacles. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...